Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening now, and I hope you can hear me. And it's a pleasure to be here. So make it a fun and fabulous Friday. That is what I like. And how do you do that? Setting your intention is the first thing, whether it's with your, I think it's better to do all, right? With your friends, your family, your loved ones, and just say, and your business. Right? Because you never stop working, even when you're doing what you love and love what you do. So setting your intention. So for instance, my intention is, by the way, I'm Taureen, part of Angel Coaches. This is I started the show. So just so you guys know who I am, I got somebody commented on that. You didn't tell us who you are. So my name is Taureen. Angel Coaches is my passion. And so setting your intention. My intention is making this Friday the best day possible with my friends, my family, and my loved ones, and my career. So that's how you do that. And how do you send great energy to create that not today, not only today, but for the rest of the weekend? Well, you know what? You can do this a couple of different ways. And I just sent an energy to a really cool person that I wanted to talk to, and we were playing phone tag, and I said, I'm sending energy to you, loving energy from my heart to hers. And I said, I'm going to call you and let's make this happen without phone tag. About 10, 15 minutes later, I look on my phone, not my phone, but my email on my phone. And there she is. Wowzer. And she said, yeah, let's do it, because I'd sent her some things before. And so now we're meeting, by the way, at 5 p.m. today. Isn't that cool? So I'm excited about that. But what you have to do is set the intention rather than it's like shooting a target, shooting an arrow at the bullseye. And what you want your Friday, Saturday, Sunday, your weekend to be like, or any day. And you want to have fun, you want to enjoy your life, and you want to enjoy your family and friends. And you go, well, Taureen, I have all these bills that I have. And we all have bills, right? Sometimes they can be a bit challenging. And so one of the things that you do is you say, okay, I'm cleaning this up because this is old energy from yesterday. This is new energy today, okay? Or yesterday, last month, whatever that means. So imagine that you see all, you know, in your head, mind's eye, in your head, you know, if you can imagine this, imagine seeing your family, your mom, your dad, your loved ones, all your loved ones that you want to do this with, have fun with, and send great energy to. See them there. See yourself, too. See your kids, see your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, your family, your loved ones, and also see your business. If you're wanting to grow in your business, if you're wanting to grow in your career and you want to have passion about it, see it there. And then just imagine a light going to all those people from your heart to their heart. And your business has a heart too. Your career has a heart because it's part of you. And so just do that. And that will help you tremendously. I have to tell you that. Isn't that cool? So anyway, I wanted to share this with you. There is also an angel that works with us all, okay, for this, right? And I'm also going to give you an affirmation to as well to take with you. And here it is. I remain, this is so key. I remain attentive and aware about my life, okay? That's your loved ones, that's your business, that's your career, that's everything. That's your family too, right? All of them. And when I am aware and attentive into life, I can recognize and act upon opportunities and prosperities and create my intentions to come true. I hope that helps you. Let me give you an angel that you can work with this weekend, okay, right now. Don't you like to have fun? She's a great party goer, this angel. I'm teasing a little bit, but not really, too as well. So, who is a great angel that you can work with and that will help you out and love you like no tomorrow and be there? It's an archangel, okay? And the archangel, any guesses, everybody? Well, let me just tell you. It's Archangel Michael. Michael's so popular. Most people know who he is. And angels are there. They're like the arms of God, your higher power, however you see that. But they love you and want to help you. So I like Michael for this one. That's who's showing up in my meditation. Everybody call on me to ask me for courage. Sometimes people need permission to have fun because they've been under so much stress. And Michael will help you do that. Some people go, I want to have courage to go rock climbing or something new that you haven't tried. And maybe it's painting. I'm not, whatever that means to you. So just ask Michael for your help. And he will. And also ask the God of your understanding, because God's always there. I always pray, because that's me asking. And meditation is me listening. So I'm going to say this to you. If you want something to meditate with, hit me up at 954-636-9401. I have created a one-minute breathing meditation. Once again, 954-636-9401, that you can use to clear your mind and be able to open your heart and mind to receive. What do you think about that? Isn't that fun? So anyway, on that note, have a great weekend. I've got a question here, so I'm going to answer the question. Okay. There's somebody from the 973 area code?
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, no, I
don't. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Yes, happy Friday. Thank you for having your show today.
Happy Friday to you, too. Fabulous Friday, right?
Yeah,
anyway.
I wanted to ask a question about a relationship.
Okay, go for it.
Yes, I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Tina.
Tina, and your relationship with who?
Trey.
Fred or Tred? Fred? F-R-E-D?
Trey. T-R-A-E.
Trey. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Tina and Trey. That rhymes. That's a good match, right? I love that. Let's look at him. Sometimes man can be difficult. Are you guys together now? Like you want to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to be married and live together happily ever after with a few hiccups?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I see. He's a great person for you, and you're a great person for him. Sometimes he can be a little challenging, and you can too, but stay with it. When's he giving you the engagement ring in your heart? When would you like it?
I'm not sure. Whenever he feels ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good. So what I told you about sending love and energy to people, your family, your friends, your loved ones, do that with him. Send the light from your heart to his. And with that, because when you come from unconditional love like that, then you can get what you're looking for. Okay, just so you know, and what he's looking for. So it's not all about you. It's not all about him. It's you, him, and then the we part of you. So you know what I mean by that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. So Tina, just send him love. All right, and just say, hey, I'm ready to marry you. And tell him to start saving his money. You can say that, not literally, but you can say that with a lot of love. You know, send him a message, and I promise you he'll get it. I have a friend of mine right now who's engaged and getting married September 21st that has done that, okay? Isn't that cool?
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that good? So, and unconditional love. Just remember, send energy from your heart to theirs, okay? And, you know, to your sweetheart there. And you'll get your wedding ring or your engagement. And because he wants it as much as you do, just so you know, okay? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Do you see why Spirit brought us together?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said, do you see the reason Spirit brought us together?
Yeah, because you guys are make a difference, working together, building love and family, and do your spiritual work together. Do you know your spiritual work?
No, what is our spiritual work together?
What I feel is that you guys, somebody's a speaker here and a writer, so I'm not sure which one that is, but you guys are both supposed to do things like that. I wish I had more time to talk to you, but I don't. Because you're going to get cut off in a second. But you're here not to do religious work, but spiritual work, where you can touch and help people recognize their own power within them. And you can do that with volunteering at first, but eventually you guys will come together to work together, okay? Be together, be the husband and wife team. Have you ever seen a successful husband and wife team?
Oh, yes.
Well, look in the mirror. You'll see another one, okay? So, thank you. does this make any sense to you at all? Because I'm like, I'm probably overwhelming her. And I didn't mean to. But there is, you guys can motivate and inspire people, okay? Writing music and also being the change that people would like to see themselves, you be that change and share with them how to do it. And this is one of the first steps, okay? How long have you and Mr. Trey been together?
Oh, it's very new. Very new. That's why I was like,
start talking to him, because that's your angel, Archangel Shamuel, who is the angel of soulmates, bringing you guys together. So you can say, remember this, love doesn't know time. It only knows welcome. That's something I read once. Doesn't know time. Love doesn't know time. It only knows welcome. Make sense?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Do you say when we'll move together?
As soon as you allow and believe that it can happen. You know, do me a favor and take my number, and then I'll send you a one-minute meditation, because that can happen sooner rather than later. My number is 954-636-9401. I'll send you a meditation. It's a one-minute breathing meditation that will help you clear your mind so you can hear your angels. What do you think?
Oh, that's great. I'm sorry, just repeat your number one more time.
Okay, 954-636-9401. And I'm 3. Anyway, I'm going to lose you, but I'll send that meditation. You guys can move in pretty quickly. Everything will move fast because you have a soul agreement to be together, okay? And the soul agreements work together, okay? I'll send you some stuff about that, but hit me up with a message and we'll go from there. What do you think? Sound good?
Thank you so much. Sounds good. Thank you.
Tina, invite me to the wedding. I love wedding cake and I give great wedding presents, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Lots of love, honey. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And a great story. What a way to end a show. Getting married and having fun. Doesn't get much more sweeter than that. And Tina is a good example of what we all can have if we just allow ourselves. You know what I mean? Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. Bye.
Oh, I'll pause. This is really true.